As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game night in New York City. The New York Knicks trying to take a commanding 3-1 lead against the Boston Celtics. A race, the stench that was Saturday afternoon. And I've got good news, because I just went on my Ticketmaster app to see about tickets tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in case someone is thinking, you know what, last second I want to go. The get-in price for Saturday's game was over $1,000. The get-in price for tonight's game was as high as $900 earlier in the day. The get-in price as of right now to be inside Madison Square Garden, $650.
Oh. Ah, beer pizza money.
Not bad. Not bad, right?
Nice. Simple.
So there you go. If you're thinking, hey, I've got 2.5 hours, let me head on over to Madison Square Garden, you can go do that. I know we'll be represented at the station tonight. Sal's going to tonight's game.
Nice.
Tommy is going to tonight's game. So we'll see if the positive Tommy and Celtic Sal can somehow bring some positive vibes
get
to the
New done,
York
Tommy.
Knicks.
I didn't know Sal was going. Whose wife is he going with? Since I'm going with someone else's wife. I didn't realize he was going.
I have to give Sal credit. Unlike you, Sal literally bought his own ticket.
Unlike me?
Well, you're taking a freebie from a listener.
Don't make
Sal me and his friend went out and bought the tickets. He mentioned this on the air. I'm not speaking out of school.
Okay.
So he bought the ticket a couple of weeks ago. So Sal,
I don't like the shot you just took there.
Well, it's not a shot. I'm putting Sal over that he actually, you know, spent money to go to a game.
So if Sal did that, then I'm sure he's going to the Celtic game Friday, not staying at Yankees Mets.
What is he doing Friday? I think he's staying for Mets Yankees, isn't he?
I think so.
Actually, you know what Sal's doing? And I find this one to be crazy because now I remember what he said. He's going to go to Mets Yankees, but he's showing up late because he's got to do TV. Oh, crap.
Did you just hit your face on the microphone?
A bug just got in my eye. It literally got inside my eye.
Are you right?
Yeah. I think I'm blinded.
It looked like you smashed your face.
I know.
What are you doing?
You know what I just heard?
What's that?
In my head, I don't know if it's true. If a bug goes into your eye,
what?
It's good luck.
What?
The Nets still in the league.
And I need some good luck tonight.
Are you still on this thing?
Am I still on the thing I've waited all year for?
The 76ers
am I still
are
on
the
thing
lottery.
About we're going to suck even though you watch 82 basketball games and you're going to hope ping pong balls are going to go the right way?
I'm a baby. Don't
am
worry.
I stuck on the generational talent they could get? Yes, I'm a little
I'm
stuck
a baby.
On it.
They're going to win the lottery, the 76ers, and not draft Cooper Flagg.
Really? Mm. What, are they going to trade it for Giannis?
Maybe.
You never know. All right, let's get a Cinco from Sean.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Around this time when there's big events in this town, I like kind of doing a Cinco to promote said event. So with tonight being a really big night for Brooklyn Nets fans everywhere, like myself and like Evan Roberts.
Nets still in the league.
I've decided, Evan, we don't need any bad karma in the air. Mm. I can't do a Cinco today, Knicks, Celtics related, that could even be perceived as anything that could come across trolly to the Knicks. I want a generational talent for the Nets. So to do so, I got to give you a generational talent to do the Cinco. This is all Tommy's tonight.
Wow. I'm completely unprepared for this, Sean.
What? You're just handing over a Cinco to Favre to Tommy?
He's Mr. Nick. He's going to be in the building.
Wow.
Give me a Knicks Cinco, Tommy.
All right, I'm going to give you the five reasons why the Knicks will win tonight and take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Now, Evan, would you like to be our voice guy here?
I would love to.
You want that good karma?
Number five.
Number five, and we talked about in the open today, it's urgency. The Knicks had zero urgency in game three. I think they will be coming out tonight with all the urgency in the world. They understand the importance of this game, and they were embarrassed, humiliated. They got their ass handed to them in game three. So I think you will see a very urgent basketball team tonight. That's
like,
number five.
Like that one.
Number four.
Number four is Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, the reason he was brought here is for the big-time defense and the shot-making, particularly late in the games. We didn't see it as much in Game 3 because the score got out of hand, but he was a key cog in the wheel for the first two games and really the clincher against the Detroit Pistons. I think, and how fitting on a night like this with all the ping-pong balls, you get the Mikal Bridges stamp of approval game tonight at Madison Square Garden. That's number four.
Number three.
Number three, and you're starting to hear it from their fans. We played Portnoy earlier. I'm sure Bill Simmons has tweeted something out, and that's cocky and that's arrogance, and that's where the Boston Chuckers come back. They have a game where they're feeling themselves. They hit a ton of three-pointers. They're still struggling if they're not hitting their threes. I don't think they have closeout players, much like a Jalen Brunson. I think we see the Boston Chuckers tonight chucking up threes, and they're not hitting 50% again. That's number three.
Number two.
Number two, and this is for Sean, so listen up. You think that the King of New York, on a week where baseball is going to take center stage. It's been a little quiet. It hasn't gotten the, you know, all the flowers over the last couple days because the Knicks are in the city. But we all know Subway Series this weekend. You think Jalen Brunson, the King of New York, is going to go out at Madison Square Garden and not give you a 40-point will the Knicks to victory kind of moment where people drop at $700? You are going to see the very best of Jalen Brunson tonight. He's number two.
Number one.
Save this one for last, and I brought this up earlier. Knicks fans, if you're listening to my voice right now, you're probably having a cold one. You're not at church. The Knicks fans are going to be, we are going to break the sound barrier tonight. It is going to be so loud in that building. I don't care if Gronk's there. I don't care if Dana White's there. I don't care what Boston personality's there. You are going to be drowned out by every single Knicks fan. This is the biggest game in decades at Madison Square Garden. We are New York City. We take a whooping, but we get back up. And you will see that tonight. The Knicks fans will us to victory.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to Boston 2-2 and having to listen to Evan, that's for sure.
I love that.
That was good.
Tommy.
That was very inspirational.
That was
outstanding. Fired up.
That's positive Tommy at his best.
That was.
Now, if you see me tonight.
Maybe at your elitist.
Thank you. If you see me tonight, though, throw me a few bucks.
I have to be honest. I'm so happy you did that because I do envision an open tomorrow. The Boston Chuckers. There's a Tatum made three. The Garden crowd. They're dead silent here at MSG. Like I could see the splicing tomorrow put
By
together.
The way,
can't skip the podium.
That's a great idea. We like to have brief little opens after some of these games. We've had a few of them. That's a good one. But that's assuming you're right. And I got to tell you, as we sit here at 5:11, 2.5 hours before tip-off, I have a couple of gut feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like one gut feeling I have.
You're going to get a double big starting lineup?
Is that you're not going to get a double big starting lineup. And that Tom Thibodeau will not give
in. I wish
in.
They announced it like basketball, like baseball.
Oh, like ahead of time?
Yeah, just so yeah. You have an idea.
I do not think, gut feeling wise, Tom Thibodeau will make that starting lineup change. I also have a gut feeling that the Pirates are going to score a lot of runs over the next 3 days.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the gut feelings I have.
Oh.
That's a gut feeling.
I thought
I
you
have.
Were just talking gut feelings about the Knicks.
No, no.
But you're talking gut feelings in general.
I'm talking about gut feelings in general. Mm. Like, I have a gut feeling that tomorrow morning, Donald Trump will still be president. That's just a gut feeling I have.
Right.
I don't think something's going to change tonight. I have a gut feeling the Mets are going to give up a lot of runs to the Pirates. I have a gut feeling that the Yankees are going to lose 2 out of 3 to the Mariners. I have a gut feeling that tonight's lottery is going to be a disaster for me as a fan and have me lose all faith in, like, anything. But I have no gut feeling about this Knick game. And I've battled it all day. Like, I've gone back and forth. I took umbrage to something earlier that Tommy said, oh, Evan, you think the Knicks are going to lose. And I'm like, I haven't uttered that because I don't even know if I feel that way.
The Knicks are going to kick ass tonight?
I know what you mean, though, because...
I just don't know.
You just don't know what to expect. Because every game the Knicks have been...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Down big. And two games, they actually stormed back. There was that all that grit we talk about. This team has fight. They're not going to ever lay on the mat and just quit and concede. And what do we see? A team that kind of quit and conceded, felt
yeah.
like. Now, they probably didn't, but it felt like that because they never got back into the game, really. Part of that was just great coaching by Joe Mazzulla. Another part of it was just the Knicks didn't have the energy. And, hell, they said it after the game. If they would have been pissed off, like so mad at how badly they played, I would have a gut about this game, a game four.
So you don't have a gut either.
I how can you?
No,
I don't know what we're going to get. I think the first 5 minutes will tell you.
Yeah, you know what's going to tell me? This is going to sound really, really selfish, but I'm being honest with you. The results of the ping pong balls will tell me how the Knicks do tonight.
No,
I'm
dead serious. That's going to tell you how you feel.
No, no. I mean, and
why?
Here's what.
What is, how
I'll tell you why.
Even, it's not even related.
It isn't, but it is.
Okay, let's hear it.
If I have a good night. And by the way, just for the record, I want you to know, mm-hmm. a good night is jumping up in the lottery. Obviously, I'd love to win it,
yep.
but if they're in the top three, that's a good night. Right. I just want to be fair about that. I will come in here tomorrow and be like, hey, I'm in a good mood. I won't be dancing off the ceilings, but I'd be like, that's a good night.
Right.
A bad night is staying the same or moving backwards. If I have a good night, I believe Tommy has a good night. I believe that. I believe if the Nets win the lottery, the Knicks win game number four and take a 3-1 lead.
So it's
I believe
tied.
That. I think it's tied together. And I think it works the other way, too. If I have a bad night, I think Tommy has a bad night.
I think this sounds like what you wish happens.
No. What I wish happens is I win the lottery and the Knicks lose by 70. So it's not what I wish happens. It's just a gut feeling that my night will be tied to your night.
No, I think you know that misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
So you're willing to concede that euphoria also does.
Well, let me tell you something
like
right
company.
Now.
So you will give the euphoria to Tommy if the Nets win the lottery.
Here's the deal.
Or you will accept the euphoria of Tommy.
1,000%.
Otherwise, you'll troll him.
Here's the deal I'm willing to cut with the basketball gods. Mm. If you gave me the lottery tonight, the Knicks can win tonight. I'll go further. If you give me the lottery tonight, the Knicks can win this series. If you give me the lottery tonight, give them the Eastern Conference. I stop with a championship. That's my, like, I got to get off at that point. But if you give me the lottery, give them all that. Give them a Celtic win. Give them an Eastern Conference championship. Give them it all. By the way, real quick, before I forget, brand new segment here on WFAN. It's called Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over? I will never forget. Obviously, the Mets had a good weekend. They won 2 out of 3 against an above 500 Cub team. So, of course, we pose the question to Sal Licata.
Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Another 2 out of 3 for the Metsies. Is the NL East over?
Come on. Game 4, that's all it's about. I'm going to the Garden.
Good luck.
That was it. He didn't even want to mention the Mets.
Wasn't a no.
Carlos Mendoza.
Philadelphia is currently a game and a half back of the New York.
No, it's tight. Phillies have played well. Got a nice little win last night. Mm-hmm. I will explain more about my relationship with the basketball gods in just a few minutes, but let's get back to your telephone calls. It's a Knicks Game 4 night in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Let's hear from Frank in Scotch Plains. How are you, Frank?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Evan. Really quick, and Tiki, you as well, and the rest of the gang. Let's take this back to old school NBA, all right? I know the game has changed. Karl Anthony Towns is a very big guy, okay?
Yes.
Why? There was a few moments in Game 2. I think it was probably like 3 or 4 minutes. He was coming down. He was posting up.
Yep.
He was muscling his way in.
Yeah.
He was taking high percentage shots.
Right. Very aggressive. I remember.
What? Why don't we? I don't understand why they don't. They don't just. I'm not saying every play, but just make that, you know, build around that. And if he gets doubled, okay, obviously what he does is dish it out to. He has plenty of shooters there. They're all good shooters. So I don't understand why it has to. When he takes 3-pointers. It drives me nuts. I know he's a great shooter, but
he is an excellent big man shooter, one of the great big men 3-point shooters you'll ever see. But I agree with you that Karl Anthony Towns in the post is undefendable at times.
Yeah.
Do you think the Boston Celtics, whether it's Big Al or Kristaps Porzingis, can really stop Karl Anthony Towns one-on-one? The answer is no.
No.
So I agree with you that sometimes I scream at the offense that I want the ball in the hands more of Karl Anthony Towns, especially down low.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of what he's most comfortable doing. And we know that he likes being around the perimeter. And we know he's so good at shooting 3-pointers that why not take the advantage if it's also a mismatch, right? Because sometimes you get these Celtic defenders pulled out to the perimeter. They have no shot at contesting his shot. And so it's probably less efficient, but obviously the trading of 3s for 2s is a big part of the NBA these days. And so if you're going to get a good shot from there, why not take it from there as opposed to in the post? I think that's his mindset.
Let's go to Reno and Secaucus. How you doing this afternoon, Reno?
Yeah, it's I know what the guy's saying, but it's, you know, like you said, the way the game is played with 3-point percentages, analytics makes more sense to shoot the threes, but he's got a good play in the post. I agree with the guy. Moving on, I know no one wants to talk about Thibodeau's end, but unless they win the championship or make the finals this year and or next year, he's gone. They're going to fire him. So I just want to get your guys' thoughts real quick. I know it's premature, but is Jay Wright the only option? Are we going to give him $20 million, get him on the
I can't believe you're making this phone call. Like, it's one thing to say.
That's clearly a Villanova alum.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, definitely.
It's one thing to say, hey, if the Knicks lose this series, do we re-engage on the Thibs hot seat discussion versus I've already fired him, let's talk about replacements. Because that last caller couldn't wait to say, what about Jay Wright? What about Michael Malone? What about this?
The replacements conversation is actually the easier one because you kind of know who's available and who makes the most sense.
Yeah, the more complicated thing would be, are you firing this man after losing a series to the Boston Celtics? And here's the way I'd answer it, because a lot can happen. We've only played 3 games in this series, and I think we're very quick to hire people, fire people, say they're safe, and get rid of them. Let's see where this series goes.
Yeah, there's still so much to see how it plays out.
Because one scenario, and we call this the scenario Dave Portnoy expects in Boston, and the scenario a lot of Celtic fans think, which is that the Celtics are going to just win the next 3, and they're going to win them easily, and they're going to dominate the next.
Oh, if that happens, then there's a conversation about
that's my point, yes, because then the conversation around here is going to be they won 2 games, and they were lucky, and the Celtics were historically bad, and then once the Celtics got right, they blew the Knicks out in 4 straight. Now, we're not there yet. I mean, there's 3 more games the Celtics would have to win. So that is a scenario where, yes, we're sitting here on this radio station and everybody's talking about firing Tom Thibodeau. But there's also a scenario where the Knicks lose a hard-fought series to the defending champions. And if that's the case, are people really going to call up Sports Talk Radio and say you got to fire a guy?
No.
But they had a 2-0 lead. Well, 2-0 lead? What the hell does that mean anymore in the NBA?
Nothing. Because it's so easy to just also do the same thing that just got done to you.
Right.
Win 2 on the road.
Right.
And that's on potentially tonight. That's what the Boston Celtics are going to do.
So how about this idea? And I know this is not popular on Sports Talk Radio. How about we let the series play out? We're going to talk about it. We're going to analyze it. And when the series is over, we will have a clearer picture on not only should they fire Tom Thibodeau, but if you guys want to put a package together to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But the one thing you can't do in the middle of a best-of-seven series in the Eastern Conference semifinals is think about that. Because right. It's completely, utterly irrelevant. Sam is in Lakewood. How are you, Sam?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Question for you, Evan. What would you rather, Cooper Flagg, but the Knicks win the championship, or the Knicks lose to the Celtics, but you're left with like the 10th overall pick?
Here's the problem. Here's
Let's go Knicks.
Here's the problem. I'm being a selfish pig if I just don't say, give me Cooper Flagg, because I got to worry about myself. My wife had a long talk with me about this a few days ago because she's concerned about my mental health around the Knicks and the Nets. And she said, all that matters is your team. Like, that's all that matters.
Right.
So the healthy answer would be win the lottery, get Cooper Flagg, let you guys have a parade, and take my chances that the Nets are going to turn this franchise around. But I'd be lying to you if I said that's my answer. I'll give you the NBA Finals. I'm giving you the Finals. But I can't give you a championship. A championship would probably ruin my life.
Really?
Do you know the people
Why?
Who work here?
Of course I do.
You know them, and they're all nice people,
but
right?
Just ignore them.
You think you could ignore Tommy Lugauer?
Yes.
Or Sal Licata?
Yes.
Or Gio? Or Boomer? Yes. Boomer may be worse than Gio with celebrating a Knick
they
title.
They work in the morning.
I know, but I love our radio station. I listen. Okay. It's just, it would just be horrible.
So for, I don't know, the next 3 months, just don't listen.
No chance! Maybe I can take a vacation, Boomer. I'll go
take
away.
Take a three-month vacation.
I'll go to Seattle for a few
Come
months.
Back when football season starts.
Evan, you got to take that deal. First of all, you giving us getting to the finals, you know that. That's as great as it would be to get to the finals. We as Knick fans want a championship. Most of us, well, I guess if you're a little younger, you haven't seen him in the finals, but we want
finals
a championship.
Finals is pretty cool, bro.
Yeah, but you are getting Cooper Flagg. You as the Pied Piper, as the leader of Net fans around here, you have to take that deal. You have to.
Yeah, I think
you
got to
sit through the agony of a parade. It is what it is.
I think ultimately the healthy answer is just whatever is
just
better for
get
my
your
team.
Guy.
Of
just
course.
Get your guy.
So, Tiki.
Yes.
Last night, I was so nervous about the lottery, I wrote a song. I'm a baby.
And
it's a prayer
so
to the
weird.
Basketball gods. And this song is
song
so good.
A prayer.
It's a prayer song.
Like Madonna's like a prayer?
It's me praying to the basketball gods.
I wouldn't compare it to Madonna.
but Sean.
That was intentional, Sean.
Sean's not going to admit it now, but I shared it with Sean last night. And I said, Sean, this song is so good. It was a religious experience. Mm. And he said, I don't know if I'd go religious experience, but it's a damn good song.
It was. Mm.
So when we come back, I will share that with you, and you tell me if it fires you up for tonight's lottery. And more on what Tom Thibodeau needs to do tonight to ensure the Knicks stop the bleeding from a Game 3 loss and take a 3-1 series lead.
You're about 20 out through the Holland, but about 10 in at the Holland. So if you're traveling inbound, the Holland Tunnel's not a bad option. The GWB is seeing a lot of traffic right now in both directions, westbound from the Bronx River Parkway and the Cross Bronx to the bridge. It's about a 35-minute wait and another 10 to cross the bridge upper and lower. If you're traveling inbound from the beginning of the Toll Plaza on both the truck and car lanes to the upper and lower levels, that's about a 25-minute trip. In Queens, traffic slows down eastbound on the LIE, the Grand Central, and the Belt as you head towards Nassau County. And if you're in Paramus, you're slowing down on 17 southbound Parkway, also slow through Bergen County. This report sponsored by Paramus Chevrolet with the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol. I'm Ian Stark, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
What a night. What a night in New York sports. Mets, Pirates, Yankees, Mariners, Dave Sims homecoming up in Seattle. And, of course, the New York Knicks trying to take a full command of a 3-1 series lead. But it's also the lottery. And I would argue, Tiki, that tonight is much more important for the Nets than it is every other team combined.
76ers as well.
For everybody who's in the lottery, sure. And so over the weekend, I got very anxious about this lottery. And what I do when I'm anxious is I write a song. I write an AI song. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the world premiere of a song. I want you to close your eyes, Tiki, as we play it, and then we'll get back to your phone calls and get you set for Knicks Celtics tonight at Madison Square Garden. I want you to close your eyes and listen to a song I like to call Basketball Gods.
Oh,
basketball gods up in the sky. Hear this Nets fan's desperate cry. We've been through the struggle, the losses, the pain. Now we're praying for luck in the lottery game. Brooklyn's heart beats black and white. We're dreaming of that number one light. From Barclays to the heavens, we're calling your name.
Come to us.
Grant us that pick. Change the whole game. Start.
We did.
Rebuilt from the ground.
We did.
But the draft is where legends are found.
Legends are found.
A franchise savior, a generational name. With the first pick, we'll ignite the flame.
Ignite me.
No more heartbreak.
No more. Done with it.
No more despair.
No.
We're praying for magic. To the cosmos.
Toby T. Emotional, right?
I mean, you're taking it to the church over here, Evan.
It's got a little Sam Smith to it.
No, basketball gods.
This is Kirk Franklin all over.
So you like it?
I do kind of like
got
it.
Got you emotional, right?
I mean, not emotional, but it takes me back to when I was young and going to a Baptist church. I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding you when I tell you I cried last night listening to this. I got very emotional. If you think I'm sick, though, there's a friend of mine. I don't want to say his name because mm-hmm. this is embarrassing. Who's so nervous about the lottery, he's texting Nets legends that he has the number of, just saying thank you for everything you did.
Why?
Please hope for good luck tonight. I swear to God.
And what are their responses if they do respond or say, stop, you weirdo?
Wrote Rod Thorne. Rod was like, yeah, Cooper Flagg's awesome. I wish you the best of luck. Kerry Kittles. Like, he was reaching.
Was it a group text or was it individual?
No, he individually texted.
No, that's a lot of effort. So he's just keeping busy then. He's doing that for a busy time.
I think it's more to put good vibes out there. Mm. Hoping for the best.
What the hell do they have to do with anything?
Nah, you know what? I don't think anyone's rational. We did make our lottery predictions a week ago, and you picked the Sixers. Mm-hmm. I forget who I picked. Did I say the Jazz? I don't even remember.
I think I picked the Jazz.
Yeah, you picked the Jazz. Who'd you pick, Tommy? The Pelicans?
No, I picked the Spurs.
You picked the Spurs. Yeah. You're right. I forgot who I picked. All I know is we saved it, so tomorrow we'll see how right we are, but...
I think you were a Wizards guy.
Was I a Wizards guy?
I think you were a Wizards
guy. Yeah, maybe I was a Wizards guy. I have no idea. But important night tonight, and that's at 7 o'clock, and then the game is at 7:30. And if you're just tuning in, the game tonight is on ESPN. In the second round of the postseason over the last 3 years, the Knicks are a combined 0-8 in the second round while appearing on ESPN.
But Scott Foster, as their referee, they are.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8-0.
That is right. Mm. When the extender, as Scott Foster has been nicknamed, the reputation of extending postseason series, when he has officiated Knick games, and he is the lead official tonight, the Knicks are undefeated. So take those stats and do whatever the heck you want with it. Also, one quick thing for Sean. Earlier in the show, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. He was complaining how the NBA injury report is kind of fugazi because, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is banged up and he's not even listed. And so a caller, Edwin, called in to kind of yell at Sean and say, people have to do their own research. If you're going to bet on Karl Anthony Towns, you know, do your own research. If you Google Karl Anthony Towns, that's it, just his name. The first thing that comes up are articles talking about Karl Anthony Towns' mysterious finger injury. So it would be tough to hide the injury stuff around people who are paying attention.
So then why are we not listing him on an injury report?
Well, but our point is it doesn't matter. Is the point. It just doesn't matter. Like, it's not changing things. You can very easily do your own research and see, oh, there's a finger issue. He's going to play, but you never know. It could affect the shooting.
Of course you can. But the injury report is supposed to be the protection. That's all I'm telling you.
Those that aren't paying attention.
Yes, that's it.
But if you're not paying attention, you really shouldn't be gambling on games.
Well, that's a separate argument.
That is a very good point, Diggy. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual. So I have two questions, a Nick and a Giant question for Sean, because I know he likes to talk about the Giants.
not today.
So the Knicks. So I'm confused as a Knicks fan. I don't know if the first two games, if the Celtics, they just shot bad because they shot bad, hence the Knicks won, or the Knicks did something defensively that made them shoot bad. So I don't know really what to think about this game. And then the Giant question is, has anyone told Shane Bowen, like, not to screw it up? I mean, don't screw up the defense. You have all these guys. Has anyone ever asked him yet or talked about it? Anyway, great show, guys, and thank you.
They asked him, are you going to screw it up?
I'm sure James has had that conversation.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
That is, and is it clean that I bring the Giants into the convo since the question was asked?
Yeah, this is totally fine, yeah.
That is an underlying theme and worry. If you were to list Giant fans' worries after the draft, as everybody's excited, one of the top three is Shane Bowen screwing this up, that nobody trusts him as a D coordinator, for sure.
So last week, I made a comment, an observation about Sean. He got very offended by it.
Touched a real nerve.
Yeah, I touched a nerve. I didn't even mean to. I said that Sean will force in Giants talk. And by the way, you don't need to. The Giants are very popular. I think we talk a lot about them around here. But no matter what we talk about, somehow Sean will bring it back to the Giants. I didn't mean to offend him. I called myself out that I do it all the time. I've been doing it today with the Nets, and that's far worse. Clearly, that's a bigger sports crime. I get that.
It's Sunday for you.
That's right.
You went to church just a second ago.
That's right. I was in church.
It's all good.
And so that offended
Sean.
You
don't have your dress clothes on.
I know. I should have.
And slick shoes.
Instead of wearing a dopey Brooklyn Nets t-shirt. So I said that to Sean, and it very much offended him. And then that night, and I'm not sure if he was doing it to play in to the comment that he brings everything back to the Giants, but that night, and I forget the exact tweet, he's tweeting about George Lombard Jr., right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Like, hey, I'm watching the Yankees minor leaguers. George Lombard Jr. looks at it. I'm reading this tweet. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool, right? And then he says, how come no one's making a big deal? He's wearing number 2. If this was Abdul Carter, there would be a crime.
It was a federal investigation.
I'm like, did this guy literally just tweet about, to turn a George Lombard Jr. opinion into again talking about Abdul Carter? So if that was done on purpose to make a callback to my mention of the Giants you always bring up, then bravo.
I think he just did it.
Evan, I'm going to come clean. I had no remembrance of the show. In fact, I forgot about the referencing until that caller, and I was like, ooh, I forgot that was a hot button topic. Friday night, yeah, I tweeted that because I'm on the MLB TV app. My wife fell asleep, and I started watching the Somerset Patriots. And this shows, Evan, that you're on a wavelength with me. I am shocked that that was your takeaway and not, why the hell are you watching the Somerset Patriots on a Friday night in May?
No, that was not.
Were you watching it? Like, who were you specifically? Lombard?
Yeah. I actually was. I went to the MLB TV app. Yankees obviously playing a late game. And I said, oh, I didn't realize this feature. I'm like, there I am.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I'm like, Somerset Patriots, I want to see Lombard. And he happened to be, I'm not kidding, on deck when I put the game
so,
on.
And how did he do?
He ripped a single to right field. Right. I noticed that he was number two, and that thought dawned on me.
So here's exactly what he wrote. I'm watching Somerset Patriots on MLB TV. George Lombard Jr. with a beautiful swing and hit to right field. First at bat I've ever actually paid attention to with my own eyes, and he looks like a young A-Rod. A very high praise.
He does.
He follows it up with, Lombard Jr. wears number two as a Yankee farmhand top prospect. No outrage for him, but if Abdul Carter asks for 56, there's a federal investigation.
I actually think that's valid.
I was so cute.
It's minor leagues. It doesn't matter.
But still, you're the hot shortstop third base prospect in the Yankee pipeline wearing number two.
What was he last year?
This is the first time I've ever seen him. I don't know what he was.
I was so ready to, like, argue with you, but then I had Tommy in my head. And Tommy's like, he's baiting you. He literally is just baiting you with a giant opinion.
I don't think he was. I don't think he had any recollection.
Yo, I'm not
being natural. You were right. It naturally comes to him.
Okay. Naturally he turned to Lombard.
Because the Abdul Carter numbers nonsense was so top of mind for everybody last week.
I'm not denying that how this looks, Evan, I would find myself guilty in a court of law. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is the Abdul Carter thing, the way people got angry at him, I don't know why it's still bothering me. It's like, okay.
Do you not see the difference between a double-A baseball player wearing a number?
This is where you and I are separate.
Because if Lombard Jr. gets to the majors and asks for number two, there will be outrage.
If I can't.
I can promise.
I mean, he's not.
I will say this.
No, he's not.
If I cared enough to research, and I don't, I would have went down a rabbit hole of, are there any Yankee prospects in these minor league teams that wear number three? Like, that was Babe Ruth's number. Mm. And I understand that it's the Somerset Patriots, it's not the New York Yankees.
Right.
But to me, you are an extension of the franchise. And when you are a guy who is that position and that highly touted a prospect, I look at you wearing number two as the same thing as a rookie asking to wear 56.
I mean, the closest he was invited to camp, right? But he's not on the 40 man, right?
He played in spring training. He was obviously not wearing number two in spring training, I don't know the answer to that retired numbers minor league affiliate thing. I don't.
It was jarring to me when I saw a big Yankee prospect wear number two and like the gray look. It wasn't like a weird color.
I get why it's jarring, but you do understand the difference between a first round pick having the stones, good stones or bad stones, up to interpretation, to ask for a legendary number. And comparing it to a minor leaguer wearing number two when he's still two levels away from the majors?
Okay.
Like, if you don't see the difference, I mean...
So if in rookie camp, because there's no minor leagues, Abdul Carter was wearing 56, would we have been outraged?
I think what was outrageous was him asking Lawrence Taylor. So, no, I can't even answer your minicamp question. I don't think enough people care.
Apples and oranges because there's no minor leagues in football. I just think a guy like that, you're putting a lot on you wearing number two and working your way up the Yankee system.
Maybe this is Tommy's fault. But Tommy has taught me to be very skeptical of you. He's taught me that you do things sometimes to get a reaction. Tommy, you have studied Sean Morash almost your entire life.
Unfortunately, yes.
Was this purposeful, or do you think this was an innocent, hey, I'm watching Lombard, let me talk about the number thing?
It's purposeful. Mm-hmm. Now, we're all guilty of this, where we have certain drums we want to bang, whether it's through a football season or the sports season, whether it's big brother, little brother, whatever the case may be. And we all have them. Sean's this year is going to be the Carter thing. This is going to be his way to ram it up everybody's patootie when he's great and be like, oh, you guys sat around and complained about it. He wanted Lawrence Taylor's number. So this is the planting of the seeds early on, and he will pepper that in. It's like the long story.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, this is the thing that he has carved out now as his drum bang.
But you're making it sound like people are upset with Abdul Carter.
Some are.
And there are definitely Giant fans that are going to go, this bum asked for Lawrence Taylor's number.
Tiki, Exactly.
Oh, if he's what? Bad.
If he's Even
bad.
If he's good.
If he's good, then you say, yeah, he asked for Lawrence Taylor's number. Now we see why.
But he'd has to be, like, great, great.
I think. No, he'd have to be defensive rookie of the year.
To which is Tommy. To defend Tommy and, like, his analyzation of me, I don't know. There's something about the way some people went after Abdul Carter about it that bothered me.
Right.
Give the kid a chance. He wants to put the pressure on him. And I'm sorry. I see a highly touted Yankee prospect wearing two, and I think it's the same thing.
I can't speak for everyone who ripped Abdul Carter. I'm just a guy. I ripped him, but I'm over it. I'm not going to hold it again. I'm not going to sit here with Tiki throughout the football season and say, can you believe this guy asked for the number?
Right.
I was critical. I offered my opinion. We disagreed. It's over. He's not wearing the number. Like, I don't think people are really going to hold it against him all year. And if they do, they're wrong. I'll be on your side to say, they're wrong. Like, I didn't like it when it happened, but it's over
now. I think it's going to, it's going to follow him throughout his whole career.
So, can I give you...
Especially from opponents, you know what I mean?
I'm
going to
give you a smaller example that never followed him. So a couple years ago, the New York Yankees signed a free agent reliever named Adam Ottavino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was when Adam Ottavino was still a pretty damn good major league reliever. And there was an interview in which he said, and it was innocent, but he said it, I'd strike Babe Ruth out. And it pissed a lot of people off. Now, if you really think about it, you want to get in the weeds on it, Babe Ruth never saw a slider like Adam Ottavino's. Right. So
nor did he see a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Right. So if you get in the weeds, he's not wrong, but people took it as, who the hell do you think you are? You think you're striking out Babe Ruth? I'm telling you, that hung over him for a few weeks, for a few months. By the middle of that season, it was dead.
Right. Who cares?
Like, I'm referencing it now.
Are you good or are you bad? That is what will matter for Abdul Carter, as I'm sure it mattered for Adam Ottavino.
It didn't stick with him forever. It stuck with him for a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I would argue that, even though I don't agree with this, early in the season, maybe. But I think by the time you get to, like, October, November, any criticism or critiques or happiness about Abdul Carter will be separate from the uniform thing. Right. Much like Ottavino's Babe Ruth line is dead. Like, does anyone even think about it?
Right. So I did an event the other day, and someone asked me about rookies, and I gave them my standard line. I hate rookies. And they were like, oh, why do you hate rookies? And part of it was because a lot of them just... they're just not ready for it. But also, so many of them are just happy to be there.
Mm.
Like, they're giddy. Like, yeah, I'm in the NFL. And for the vets that are on that team, we're not happy that you're there. One, you might be taking my job. And two, you better figure it out quickly. Otherwise, we're all going to lose our jobs, type of thing. But the only thing I have against Abdul Carter and the whole, I want Lawrence Taylor number and I'm going to be great, and it's a giddy, I'm happy to be here thing. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, hey, I'm going to be great. I want Lawrence Taylor's number. Dude, do something first.
Yes, that was my opinion. Do something.
Right. Do something first. I didn't care, ultimately, because it's just a number, and you know I don't care about numbers, but do something. Don't be happy to be here. Be great, and then worry about the aesthetics of what you look like in a giant uniform. That's all. That was my issue with
it. That makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. How are you, Kendrick?
Evan, you asked others not to ask you. I would ask the same. Please don't ask me how I'm doing.
I apologize.
2 hours.
I take that back. It's okay. We know tonight is a very stressful night for Knicks fans and Net fans, so I take that back.
No, I appreciate it. I'm doing okay, Evan. And I just would hope that by the end of the night, that song is on Apple Music. I would love to listen to it.
I have already posted the beautiful Brooklyn Nets prayer song on my Instagram account. So if you want to hear it again, because we're never going to play it here again, it's now died a death, you can go to the @EvanRobertsWFN Instagram page. I'll put it out on Twitter as well. If you want to hear that wonderful prayer to the basketball gods.
I asked Evan what genre it was, and he's like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, can't really describe it. Maybe R&B. It's gospel, dude.
It's gospel. There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
100% gospel. 100% gospel. And I just have a few coalition points, a gripe with Tommy, and then tonight's game. So real quick, tonight both teams have a chance to raise a white flag. You see, the Nets, we have our chance to get Cooper. And if the Knicks don't win tonight, I, unfortunately, as much of a hater as I am, I don't see them winning 2 out of 3 if the series goes back to 2-2. Another thing with the coalition, Evan, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. There's a rumor that coalition member Richard Jefferson is going to rip off
Mike Green tonight and whip out a double bang if Mitchell Robinson hits two free throws in a row.
Oh, nice. I got to defend Richard Jefferson. Richard Jefferson has taken a lot of heat from Tommy and others that he's a Knicks hater, which he is. Like, I'll confirm that.
I mean, it's almost admitted.
It's basically admitted, yes. Right? He is now in this series taking a lot of heat from Celtic fans, Bill Simmons, Dave Portnoy, mm-hmm. saying he's a Celtic hater. And RJ, who does not just sit there and take the criticism with a smile on his face, has fired back, saying, you're full of crap, I said this, I said that. And so, where do you guys stand as Knicks fans? Because you always said he hated you. You haven't said a word about him in a week, so I assume that means you've been okay with him. Do you think he's been pro-Knicks in this series against the Celtics?
Everything he says about the Knicks is condescending. I could hear it in his voice.
So he's condescending both ways.
Correct.
So he's just a hater.
100%. And right. I think whether, I don't know if that's where right. Dave and Bill are coming from, but I think everything he says, quite frankly, is condescending. Like, I forgot what it was the other night, but he was saying something about the Knicks, and I'm like, this dude, they're down 30, and he's trolling. Anybody that knows RJ, he doesn't like the Knicks. Mm. He doesn't.
Ah, that's funny. By the way, speaking of trolling, trolls Juan Soto on Friday. So when he gets up the bat, don't boo him. Just turn around, face the back of the stadium, and don't say anything.
I have to give you immense credit. We are now four radio shows away from Mets Yankees. We'll be there live at Yankee Stadium on Friday night. Can't wait. You have done this every freaking show. Mm-hmm. You have somehow remembered every show to remind people.
We're not booing them.
To stand up, not boo them, and turn their backs.
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care.
We don't care.
Especially when you go 0 for 4. We don't care.
With all due respect, because
he's starting to get hot over the weekend.
Wow. Well,
and then a big game-winning hit on
Saturday. And then he didn't.
Yeah, then he cooled off. Right. And he did nothing.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.